Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to chapter 9 of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 9. Saul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, a teacher, a preacher, working for the work of God, traveled many places, saw many things, was persecuted himself. But do we know Paul in the early days? Saul of Tarsus. Under Roman rule at that time of Jewish faith, the tribe of Benjamin. But he was taught by the Sanhedrin, the high priests. And what was he taught? He was taught persecution of the Christians. That was his job. To go out and persecute the children of God. They were children of God, but they weren't believers in Christ. And they thought that these people are heathens. So this was being taught to him. So he did what he was taught. And he went out and persecuted. And we read, excuse me, in the first verse, and Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughtering against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And he did. This was what he was taught. He was ready to persecute. In fact, you have to excuse me. The enemy doesn't want me to preach this. I know that. He went out. And he was even at the stoning of Stephen, a witness there. And how many more before this? But then, on his way to Damascus, he met our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. I am Jesus who thou persecutest. In that moment, he was blinded. He couldn't see anything. The light of the Lord blinded him. And he trembled and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou shalt do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. And they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there, he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. Do we say this when we hear the voice of the Lord speaking to us? Are we ready to do what he gives us to do? Or do we say, I haven't got time. I'm busy. I'm working. I have children to take care of. What did Ananias say? I'm here, Lord. I'm here, Lord, to do your bidding. And the 11th verse says, And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight. And inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. The Lord blinded him. Paul was blind. But because he was blind, the Lord could talk to him. He was showing him something. The way was already prepared. Jesus had prepared the way already. And he knew that Paul was the one to do the job that he needed to be done. He had the strength, the persistence to go on no matter what the job. And God was going to use him in a marvelous way. In the 13th verse it says, Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done by the saints at Jerusalem. He heard about Saul. He heard what he had done. All the things he was doing, persecuting the Christians, sending them to their deaths, putting them in prison. He says, he was thinking to himself, wow, I got to go with this guy. What's he going to do? But God had a plan. And his plan is a marvelous thing. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on the name, on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him great things he must suffer my name's sake. And he would suffer for God's sake. In the 17th verse it says, And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hand on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, thou hast sent me, and thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. He was blind, but now he could see. just as we were blind, dear ones, and we couldn't see, because the Lord had not opened our eyes as of yet. And there's many out there right now that can't see. They can't see. Maybe because they haven't heard. But that's why we're here. To spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus. He wants none to perish. Why does he tarry? Because he wants no one to perish. We are a very privileged people. We are privileged to have our Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. He went to die for you and me. And we weren't worth a thing. We weren't worth it. But he loved us so much. He had that special, undying love. Praise God. Now that the scales were lifted from his eyes, and he could see, and he was taught by Ananias, and he understood what was going on. And as he learned more and more, he was ready, as he was before, to persecute. Now he was ready to be persecuted. Because he knew, and Jesus knew, that it would happen. In the 19th verse, and when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on the name of Jerusalem and came hither for that intent, and that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest? Is this the same guy we're talking about here? How can this happen? How can he turn around so much, so fast? God had prepared the way. God knew that this man, as bad as he was before, was going to be the best thing for the work of God. 22nd verse. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt in Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. Now he knew what it was like to be hunted. Now he knew what it was like to have someone going after him, as he did to the saints. And how many today in other countries, trying to do the work of God, trying to spread the gospel, are being tortured, put in jail, even killed for the name of Jesus. That makes us doubly privileged, because we're not tormented here. We don't have our Bibles taken away from us. We're not pushed around and have to hide as they do. They can't open up a church like this because the army would come in and take it away from them and put them in prison. That's why I can't say it enough, dear ones. We are so privileged to have our Lord Jesus Christ and have a hope. This great hope of glory that many have gone on before us. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, that we had preachers and teachers that were willing to teach us, to show us the right way. And I thank God every day for the brothers who preached in this church, for all that they have done, for the sacrifices they made. They were here for every service. Whatever was going on, and the phone calls, and the trips to the hospitals, they were always here. Takes a special person. And they were special. They didn't feel that way. I know that. But thank God for them. Each and every one. I don't want to name any names because I know I'll miss some. There are many, many that have sacrificed for the work of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And after that, many days were fulfilled. The Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. But of course, the disciples protected him and let him go out from the city unharmed. Now, if you will, turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Now, as Paul was going around from Acts all the way through the New Testament, you hear of the churches that he opened up, the people that he used to help him, and all the saints that went on before to work for the work of God. And he says here, because it's getting to the time that he knows that the Lord's going to call him home, in the 6th verse of the 4th chapter, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Many of our brothers and sisters have gone on, have said this too. They fought a good fight. They finished their course. Now, they have the privilege of being with our Lord Jesus Christ. Not for a week, not for a month, but forever. Forever, dear ones. Someday we will have that opportunity. Praise God. We're such a privileged people. "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Now, Paul being human, there were many times when he would get discouraged, just as you do, and felt like he was alone. And many times it was pretty close to being alone. And it says in the 10th verse, "For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world." He went back out into the world. And he was talking against Paul. And he departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. "Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee," he tells Peter in this Timothy in this letter. "Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for it is profitable for me for the ministry. Antiochus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring it with thee, and the book, but especially the parchments. These were a comfort to him, things that were personal to him. Now Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. He did him much harm. He preached against what Paul was trying to teach. It's hard when you have somebody trying to go against what you're saying. But we, dear ones, are bound together. Bound together in the love of the Lord, that when someone is going through something, we're here for them. We're here for each other. When you don't see someone in the church, give them a call. Find out what's the matter. If someone's in the hospital, visit them. Send them a card if you're not able. Give them a call. They need that uplift, as Paul did here. He was left. Many speaking against him. Many times he was put in jail. Many times he was tossed about. And I tell you, there may come a time when we are tossed about. Thank God we're not. But we don't know what the future holds if God tarries. Stand close to the Lord. Stand close to him. He's our only redemption, dear ones. Don't let the trials of life pull you down. It gets hard at times, yes. But don't let it pull you down. Call someone, pray with them. Read some scripture with them. God will comfort your heart, dear ones. Don't let the worldly thing take you over. This world is not our home. Don't let it pull you down. Dear ones, he loves you. He loved Paul. He saw where Paul was. He prepared the way for Paul, and he prepares the way for you and me. And someday, with the help of the Lord, we will see him face to face. The name of the Lord be praised now and forever.